Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower in corn and soybeans today, but higher in the wheat. December corn down 3.5 cents to 397.75. That market did get below $4 and stayed there today, so you could likely see some extra analyst projections maybe pointing it lower. It still needs to get through the low back set in the middle part of March around 392. So that's the target. Then to go back further than that, you've got to go all the way back to the first part of August, which was near 360 for the December corn. If weather stays good and planting continues to move ahead at a good pace or at least a normal pace, a lot of analysts would say that that's possible. Now beans lower as well today. November beans 956.75, down 1.5 cents. They really haven't done much in the past couple of months. They are below the moving average, and with hedge funds short here, they could possibly drive that thing lower. But beans were Kansas City and Chicago wheat were stated today to a little bit higher. July Kansas City up 0.5 cent at 518.5. They've slid quite a bit from 590 at the 1st of April down to 520 today. So about a 60-70 cent swing to the downside for wheat futures.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop progress and condition report was a little bit disappointing for corn planting. Only 9% planted, where the average for over the last 5 years was 13%. But with normal pace, you could get up to 25% just in the next week. So not any real scare just yet. Spring wheat planted 36%, and then the wheat good to excellent category was 42%, the exact same as last week. Now, it was expected to be maybe a little bit higher, but it wasn't. It was the same. But last year, we were at 34%, so still better than last year with the crop as a whole. This week, we've got the Canadian planted acres number Thursday, and then on Friday, the May option expiration for the grains with hedge funds short record amount of wheat and beans, short about 422 million bushels of wheat, 350 million bushels of corn, or of beans, and 200 million bushels of corn. So that big short position and the option expiration could make for an exciting end of this week. And then on Friday, we have the cattle on feed report, which is expected to be 99% on feed, 95.6% placed, and 98.1% of last year marketed.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping your markets, June live cattle up 85 at 146.72, August up 122 at 145.45. May feeder cattle up 182 at 206.97, August up 215 at 208.62. June lean hogs up 207 at 77.60, July up 237 at 79.32. In the grain markets, May Kansas City wheat up 1.25 at 513.75, July up a penny at 519. May Chicago wheat to higher at $5.75. May corn down 5 at $3.73 and July down 4 and 3 quarters at $3.80. May soybeans down 2 1/4 at $9.75 1/4. July down 2 and 3 quarters at $9.76 3/4. May cotton down 41 at $62.63 and July down 40 at $62.99. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.